This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Kia ora, this is MS Momentum. My name is Katie Burns and I'm the Community Connector for MS Otago. MS Momentum is our monthly podcast on ORFM, discussing all things related to MS and other neurological conditions that affect people across our Otago region. Today I am very pleased to be talking with Dr. Jeremy McMean, who is an now, forgive me because these are very fancy words that I'm not so great at saying, optometric physician for superior vision. Dr. McMean has presented at both the 19th and 20th international conferences on Alzheimer's and Parkinson's diseases and related neurological disorders. He has found the cause of macular degeneration in Alzheimer's, Parkinson's and multiple sclerosis. Dr. McMean has run his practice for over 30 years in the United States of America. So thank you so much, Jerry, for joining me and talking about what I think is a really, really interesting topic today.
Yep, and thank you very much for having me here. And I'm very excited to talk about all this to you and to everybody.
Perfect. And just so those listening who are aware, this is a really big topic and Jerry's got lots of interesting things to talk about. So we are going to do this as a two-part series. So this is the first part you're listening to now, and then the second part will come out next month. And so, Jerry, just to kick us off, I'd just like to hear a little bit about what started your interest in neurological conditions specifically?
Well, like you had said earlier, I've been an optometric physician for 30 years. And so I've had a chance to study and look at macular degeneration for many years. But it's when COVID came out, it changed everything. And so I decided to study COVID. Why? Because fear is a great motivating factor. So I decided to study COVID. And when I found that that positively charged RNA virus, when that gets in your body, it wants to bind to something negative. But in your body, you have your normal host cells, and they have a slight positive charge. The other half of the cells in your body are all bacteria. And bacterial cells have a negative charge. So I realize that this positively charged RNA virus, when it gets in your body, it wants to get into that bacteria. Now, COVID specifically wants the proteobacteria in your gut. And those bacteria are E. coli, Acinetobacter, Klebsiella pneumonia, Pseudomonas, Neisseria meningitis, and Salmonella. When I realized that that virus was getting into those bacteria, and we all have those bacteria in our gut, I realized that it was infecting those bacteria and it was killing us through those bacterial growths. But what this virus does, when it gets inside that bacteria, it does one of two things. It can get inside that bacteria, it recombines with the DNA, kills that bacteria, and produces your variants. So it's doing that, but when it does that, it's changing the nucleotide sequence of that virus, and those are your variants. What else does it do? Gets in that bacteria, recombines with the DNA of that bacteria, makes it into RNA, causes that bacteria to split and grow, and it's killing us through an RNA bacterial growth. So when I learned that's what this virus is doing, and I realized it's getting into the bacteria, I thought to myself, what virus, what bacteria are getting into the macula and macular degeneration? Mm. So that's what got me going on this. And I found that in the macula, in macular degeneration, the main virus is herpes virus 6. Is that the only virus? No. You've got either herpes virus 1, you've got cytomegalovirus, and you've got the Epstein-Barr virus. But what's important, they're all part of the herpes family. So I realized that it's a herpes virus. What bacteria is found in the macula and macular degeneration? The two main bacteria are Chlamydia pneumonia and P. gingivalis. Are those the only bacteria? Nope. You can have other periodontal bacteria. But those two bacteria, Chlamydia pneumonia and P. gingivalis, are the main two. When I was studying that, I realized that herpes virus 6, Chlamydia pneumonia, P. gingivalis, those are also found in Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and MS. That's where I realized, wait a minute, there's a connection here. But the final piece was I found this article in 2015, and it showed it was an ophthalmologist, and he was studying every patient that had macular degeneration that had passed away. He found HAP particles in the macula. And if you're like me, you're going, what are HAP particles? Calcium hydroxyapatite. So when I realized that calcium hydroxyapatite is found in the macula and macular degeneration, I wanted to know what cell makes those. There's two cells, but the one main cell is the odontoblast cells from your teeth. Those odontoblast cells are incredible cells. They do this through their life and they never quit. They constantly attack viruses, bacteria, parasites, and fungus, and they never stop. And when they attack those things, they lay down calcium hydroxyapatite. Why do they do that? They're trying to repair your tooth. In macular degeneration, they don't know they're not in your tooth anymore. So the process that's occurring in the macula is actually periodontitis. It's gum disease, but the main process is dentinogenesis. That's why you end up showing this calcium formation in the macula, and also the virus and the bacteria, when it gets up there in the macula, those things, virus and bacteria, cause cell death. They cause apoptosis. The odontoblast cells use nitric oxide. They also cause cell death and apoptosis.
Wow.
So that's the process that's occurring not only in macular degeneration, that's what's happening in the brain tissue as well.
That's okay. Fascinating. And just so I know I've got this right, because I'm not a scientific genius or a medically, essentially what you're saying is that this bacteria happens in your body, it happens all the time, right? And then something else gets introduced, and then those bacteria are combining with the thing that's been introduced, and it's creating this kind of step of processes that's then going into the macula and then causing this damage. Do I have that basically right?
Yes, and I just want to make sure I'm hearing you right, but I'm just letting you know that, believe it or not, periodontitis, gum disease. So the main thing that's causing that is the herpes virus and your chlamydia pneumonia and P. gingivalis. We're all at risk for it. But the thing that is making it get worse are root canals. People that have root canals, they're at a very high risk of getting these neurodegenerative diseases. And you go, why is that? If you have a root canal, they're cleaning that tooth out, but they can't disinfect it 100%. So when they close that tooth, they're preserving a dead tooth, but it's allowing bacteria to grow inside of that tooth. Well, on the inner lining of that tooth, you have these odontoblast cells. They will attach to the cell wall of that bacteria. If that bacteria can get into the pulp of your tooth, gets into your bloodstream, and here we go.
Right.
And so these conditions, these things are more common than people realize.
Yeah. That's fascinating. So so you have the root canal, the bacteria is still there. It's kind of festering away. It gets into your bloodstream, because that's what I was curious.
That's
like,
correct.
You know, gum disease, how does it get then get into the,
yep.
you know, the macula? And so it gets into the bloodstream and then it gets into the macula and then it's causing that damage. Because like you say, these cells are designed to do a certain thing to a certain thing, but it doesn't know that the certain thing is not there anymore. So it doesn't know that it's doing it, not doing it to the tooth. It's doing it
That's
to
correct.
Something else, but it's just doing what it's designed to do anyway.
That is correct.
Right. So because it's in the wrong part of the body, that's why the damage is happening.
Yep.
Wow. That's very fascinating. We're just going to take a super quick ad break and we'll be right back.
All right.
MS Otago aims to empower people with multiple sclerosis and their support networks by providing them with information and skills to participate actively in the community in ways that are meaningful to them. You can find us at Dunedin Community House and online at msotago.org.nz, or you can give us a call on 027 889 9035. MS Otago, working for the people of Otago.
If you are just joining us, this is MS Momentum. My name is Katie Burns. I'm the Community Connector for MS Otago, and MS Momentum is our monthly podcast on ORFM. So today I am talking with Dr. Jeremy McMean, who is an optometric physician from the United States who has been doing some really interesting research around macular degeneration and and how that ties into neurological conditions. And so before the break, you kind of gave us a rundown of what you've found so far. And so you started during COVID learning about what was happening in the body in COVID, and then you managed to figure out that essentially this bacteria in our body is combining with and something that's been brought in, such as, so for example, in COVID, we get infected with COVID that combines with the bacteria already in our body. And in your research in particular, you're talking about how the introduction of the herpes virus and some other viruses that I can't remember, they get into our body and then they cause gum disease, which is creating then tooth issues. Someone has a root canal, but that bacteria is not taken away. So then the bacteria and the process of that our bodies normally do to fix that damage gets into the bloodstream, gets into the macula, and causes macular degeneration. So I kind of have that right.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Great. We're halfway there.
Yes. And I just want to touch on, too, about COVID again. And I just want to kind of point this picture out to everybody. COVID, when you get that virus, it's around us all and it's out there. But COVID is making whatever viral bacterial infection you have in your body already, it's making it four times more aggressive. That's why you're seeing these numbers skyrocket in the world. So you're seeing a major increase in macular degeneration, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, MS. These numbers are skyrocketing. And so I just want to be able to get this information out there to help people, because if we don't, it's dramatically affecting. Here in the United States, it's affecting financially families and Medicare and all of that. Yeah. So I want to help people, and I want to just really help a lot of people.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And yeah, I mean, we obviously are seeing big changes in New Zealand as well. I know in neurological conditions, particularly, we're seeing massive increases. Which has massive flow-on effects for not just healthcare, but for people's ability to work and then the economy of the country and all these different things and obviously horrific sometimes consequences on families and things like that. So, yeah, I think it's really, really interesting research, but also very important research.
It is, Katie. And I just want to let you know, are these conditions treatable? Absolutely. I've had a chance over the last 4.5 years. If I have a patient that has macular degeneration, I can treat them. But if you have macular degeneration, you also are starting to show Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and MS. And so I just wanted to kind of go over with you again that when you're showing macular degeneration, again, it's also affecting your brain too. And so I just need people to understand that. I don't want them to be scared about it, but I want them to understand these diseases are treatable.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's what I want to get out there. And it's going to take time to get this to the public and get it to the medical community so they understand truly what the cause of these diseases are.
Yeah. 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 And I guess on that, and that kind of leads me nicely into my next question is, what do you want people to know about macular degeneration? And I guess even on another, what is macular degeneration? Because there might be people listening that aren't aware of, you know, they might have heard of it, but don't really know what it is.
I want people to understand that macular degeneration is a viral bacterial infection along with odontoblast cells from your teeth. It's those three things that cause macular degeneration. If you don't mind, I'll just kind of explain in detail what macular degeneration is. So when you get the virus and the bacteria up there, you have two proteins in the macula. One is called bone morphogenetic protein number 4. That protein is made by the odontoblast cells, but that protein activates the odontoblast cell to differentiate. So it's allowing it to, quote, spread and grow, but it's causing more calcium hydroxyapatite to form. That's the dry form of macular degeneration. When that protein goes dormant, now the other protein that's up there with it is called vascular endothelial growth factor protein. When that protein kicks in, it causes neovascular growth. It causes small blood vessels to start to grow. That whole process is called dentinogenesis. That's why you go from the dry to the wet form. And so it's so important that medicine understands that concept on what is causing macular degeneration. I wrote a paper on it, so it's going to be in my book. That I hope that book's going to be coming out here at the end of July, beginning of August. But I've got my 4 papers in that book, and I'm excited to get that out there to the public and to the medical community so they can start reading my papers.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, and so fairly soon after this episode is your book should hopefully be out for people to buy and to read and to learn, which will be fantastic. And so what might people experience if they are experiencing macular degeneration? What actually physically happens to their ISO to the person?
So when you get that viral bacterial infection with the odontoblast cells in the eye, you're showing macular degeneration. When it gets into the brain, and I just want to talk about the pathophysiology of these odontoblast cells. When they get into the brain, they work on 3 defense mechanisms. You've got what's called the alpha defensin, the beta defensin, and nitric oxide. Now, the alpha defensin works in area of secretion. So when the odontoblast cells are working in an area of secretion, specifically where you secrete dopamine, that's why you're forming more alpha-synuclein protein in that area. The beta defensin works more in the periphery of the brain. It works in the area of epithelial cells and mucus. That's why you're forming more of the amyloid beta protein in the periphery of the brain. So I just want people to understand that alpha-synuclein, amyloid beta protein, those are byproducts of what these odontoblast cells are doing. So when you get these diseases, it depends on where the infection is more concentrated. Are you going to show more Parkinson's? Are you going to show more Alzheimer's? Are you going to show more MS if it's affecting more of the nerves in the brain tissue? But I promise you, if you have it, it's affecting all parts of your brain. And if it's affecting the basal ganglia of your brain, this is where you have the part of the brain called substantia nigra. If it's affecting that area more, it's going to affect your sleep pattern. It will cause your balance to be off. You'll have increased anxiety and you become more depressed. And that's part of Parkinson's. And I just want people to be aware that these things are happening and it is caused by a viral bacterial infection with odontoblast cells.
Yeah, that's so interesting, isn't it? And it'll be very interesting when your book comes out and your research becomes more known, if that will then help the people who research.
It will, and I just want to
for these diseases, you know,
right?
Stop them entirely.
Katie, I just want to direct medicine into the true cause of these diseases so they can focus in on what they need to study to help these people. And I know I just want to talk about the cause. I'm not going to talk about the treatments, but I'll leave that up to the pharmaceutical companies on what kind of drugs or what kind of treatment they want to do. I already know what I'm doing. I already know what treatment I'm doing for my patients, but I'll leave it up to the pharmaceutical companies on what they come up with.
Absolutely. And you said earlier, you know, you can treat macular degeneration. What is the treatment for macular degeneration?
Well, if you don't mind, I'll talk to you privately about that.
Okay.
Like I said, I'll leave it up to the pharmaceutical companies, but I'll be happy to talk to you, you know, privately. I will.
Nope, not a problem at all. So we are unfortunately out of time for this episode. So just a reminder to everybody listening that this is part one of a two-part episode. So we are going to get Jerry back next month to finish talking about his research and his book and all the amazing things that he's been doing. But thank you so much for your time today, Jerry. And we look forward to chatting with you again next month.
Katie, thank you very much.
You've been listening to MS Momentum, brought to you on the third Wednesday of the month by me, Katie Burns, Community Connector for MS Otago. You can listen again to this episode and find other podcasts from this series at oar.org.nz and on your favourite podcast platforms. To contact MS Otago, you can email info@msotago.org.nz or call us on 027 889 9035. Thanks for listening.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.